From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Congo police say a group of assailants carrying guns and machetes staged an attack in the capital's main market, killing at least two people and seriously wounding six police officers. Here's how one witness described it.
It started around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. We were selling here, and then suddenly we heard gunshots. There was a first gunshot and then a second gunshot. We saw people running to the place where the administrator's office is. There was a real panic everywhere in the market. We lost some of our goods. The market administrator died. The central market was paralyzed, and we closed everything. These people are killing men in uniforms, and that's not good.
It wasn't clear who staged the attack. French President Emmanuel Macron sat with other dignitaries as the names of the 86 victims of the extremist attack in Nice last year were read out and posted on a board to form the shape of a heart.
La colère de beaucoup s'est concentrée sur la puissance.
Macron said he understood the anger directed at the government following the attack and that the state must face up to its responsibilities. The moving sequence of the long day commemoration left Macron and other dignitaries in the tribune area in grave contemplation. Senator Charles Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has asked Donald Trump Jr. to testify about his June 2016 meeting with Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya. Trump Jr. said he is willing to testify voluntarily, but Grassley said he would be subpoenaed if necessary. This is VOA News. The battle for Mosul, Iraq, has gone underground as helicopters hover over the city. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the scene.
Behind me is the Tigris River, and over to the right is the last remaining area where Islamic State militants are still fighting.
Helicopters fly low over other parts of Mosul, no longer under threat from IS fire from the ground. But militants continue to fight from under the rubble they occupy, no more than about 120 meters wide. Soldiers say most surviving militants are foreign, and men, women, and children are wearing suicide vests. It is not known if IS still holds civilian prisoners, but at least one Yazidi woman and two small girls were rescued Thursday after being held as slaves.
Reporting from Mosul in Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
A teenager has been arrested in connection with acid attacks, which left several people with facial burns in East London. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick admitted more needs to be done to prevent such attacks.
We need to make sure we've got all the best intelligence. We need people in our communities to look out for people who might be thinking about buying or carrying acid and challenge them. And we're also working with the government to see whether there is anything that needs to be done to make it either harder to get the acid or more of an obvious offence if you're carrying it.
Police said one of the victims sustained life-changing injuries. Two German female tourists were stabbed to death while four other foreigners were wounded in an attack Friday at a hotel in the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Hurghada. The assault came just hours after a shooting near some of Egypt's most famous pyramids outside of Cairo that killed five policemen. The motive behind the stabbing was unclear, and the Interior Ministry said the attacker at the Red Sea resort was arrested immediately. A security official said the attacker, a man in his 20s dressed in a black T-shirt and jeans, wielded a knife and intentionally sought to attack foreigners. The United Nations urged Venezuela's government on Friday to respect the political opposition's right to protest as it notes a significant increase in asylum requests from the South American country. The United Nations Refugee Agency says more than 52,000 Venezuelans have applied for asylum in 2017, already twice the number that applied in all of 2016. The opposition has organized an unofficial referendum vote Sunday on President Nicolas Maduro's bid to hold a July 30 election for a new assembly tasked with drafting a new constitution. The intense street demonstrations have roiled Venezuela's capital and other cities almost daily since April. For in-depth coverage and up-to-date stories, visit voanews.com 24 hours a day. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.